Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Anthony Albanese is about to be sworn in as our 31st Prime Minister. Speaking outside his house prior to arriving in Canberra, the Labor leader says he's looking forward to the new government starting today.
I want to lead a government that has the same sentiment of optimism and hope that I think defines the Australian people. I want to be positive. I want to channel the opportunity that we have to shape change so that we bring people with us on the journey of change.
Penny Wong will be sworn in as Foreign Minister. She and Mr Albanese will head to Tokyo later today to represent Australia at high-level talks alongside other Quad members, the United States, Japan and India. Peter Dutton has emerged as the frontrunner for the Liberal Party leadership after Scott Morrison stood down from the top job. Outgoing Trade Minister Dan Tehan and Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews' names have also been floated. It's understood Angus Taylor may nominate as deputy leader. Southwestern parts of the state are on alert with a severe weather warning in place from Geraldton to Bremer Bay on the south coast and out to the goldfields. Damaging winds of up to 125 k's an hour are forecast in some areas from this afternoon. Heavy rain is also expected. And direct flights between Perth and London will resume today. The Qantas flights have been on hold since the start of the pandemic. In sport, Dockers coach Justin Longmuir has described yesterday's 36-point loss to the Magpies as a reality check. It's the club's second loss in a row in wet conditions, pushing them down to fourth on the ladder. While it was another loss for the Eagles going down to the Giants, 138-86. Manchester City has won its sixth Premier League crown with a come-from-behind 3-2 win over Aston Villa. And Olympic gold medalist Ariane Titmus has set a new record in the women's 400-metre freestyle at the Australian Swimming Championships. Listener.